Welcome to the Trochia Podcast Series.
Hi, this is Fred Gladney again. Hey, did you know your appetite for God is linked with your appetite for food? Yeah, your spiritual appetite's connected to your physical appetite. Cornelius Plantinga said, "Full stomachs spoil the appetite for God." Wow. Hey, today we're going to talk about fasting. Fasting? Who does that today? But do you know it's every bit as much a part of the disciplined pursuit of godliness as prayer, or worship, or Bible study? Who fasted in the Bible? Well, King Jehoshaphat fasted, Ezra and Nehemiah fasted, David and Daniel fasted, the Israelites fasted, the Ninevites fasted. And in the New Testament, Anna the prophetess fasted, the disciples fasted, Paul fasted, and Jesus fasted. But the subject of fasting is surrounded by a lot of fear and misunderstanding. Fear, people are afraid it'll make them suffer. And misunderstanding, only hollow-eyed fanatics and legalists and health nuts fast. We live in a gluttonous, self-indulgent society, so fasting seems radical and against our lifestyles. We're about pizza shrines, hey, golden arches. We're about fine dining. We're about barbecue and mashed potatoes and grilled shrimp and southern fried chicken and braised beef. We're about French food, Italian food, Mexican food, and fast food. Don't eat. Really? How many sermons do you hear on fasting? You know, it's actually mentioned in the Bible more than baptism. It's mentioned more than 77 times. So we can't overlook fasting. We can't overlook its biblical significance. And we can't assume it's irrelevant just because we live in the 21st century. Again, fasting is just as much a part of the disciplined pursuit of Christ-likeness as any other spiritual discipline. Now, we're talking about biblical fasting for spiritual purposes. We're not talking about hunger strikes to attract political attention or dieting for health's sake or weight loss. So what's the definition of biblical fasting? The traditional definition is a Christian's voluntary abstinence from food for spiritual purposes. Two important points. It's God-centered and it's voluntary. Here's a broader definition. Quote, the Christian's voluntary denial of any normal legitimate function or activity for the sake of intense spiritual focus. So in addition to denial of food, one might also fast from things like TV or radio or talking so much or sleep. Why? In order to become more absorbed in a time of more focused spiritual activity. But our focus in this podcast on fasting is going to be the abstinence from food. Now, if you have health problems or are pregnant, consult your doctor about any kind of fasting, of course. But let's go ahead and talk about why Christians should fast. First and foremost, it's expected. You remember in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, when you pray, and he told him the right way to pray. And he said, when you give, and he taught them the right way to give. And he said, when you fast, and he taught them the right way to fast. So I wonder why we expect to give and we expect to pray, but we don't expect to fast. Secondly, God honors fasting. In the book of Acts, chapter 13, Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, and others were fasting when God the Holy Spirit stepped in and spoke to them and met a need. God honored their fasting. Jesus said in Matthew 6:18 that the Father would reward the one whose fasting was genuine. He honors proper fasting. So he expects our fasting and he honors our fasting. But here's what I'd like for you to remember in this podcast. Fasting can help you and I to grow if we embrace three of its key benefits. I call them fasting's SOS. Here it is. Fasting helps strengthen our prayers, overcome our temptations, and speed our deliverance and protection. SOS. S, it strengthens our prayers. Now let's be clear. Just because I fast, I can't manipulate God to do what I want by fasting any more than I can by any other means. But just like prayer, we fast and hope that by His grace, God will bless us. And if our motives are right, he will, in his way and in his time. The priest Ezra proclaimed a fast before leading the exiles on the dangerous journey back to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 8, verse 23 says, "So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer." Nehemiah fasted and prayed and found favor with the king. Daniel prayed in Daniel chapter 9 and fasted. While he was praying, God sent an angel to him to help understand the vision. So S, fasting strengthens our prayers. O, it helps us overcome temptation. You remember when Jesus started his public ministry, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. And Jesus prayed and fasted, and he overcame the devil's temptations by the power of God's word. Fasting is a tool that teaches us to deny self, draws us closer to God, and thereby strengthens us to overcome temptation. So S, fasting strengthens our prayers. O, it helps us overcome temptation. And the final S, fasting can speed our deliverance. A host of enemies was coming against the Israelites, and Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah, and they were delivered. Esther asked the people to fast for her protection, and God had favor on her and on the whole nation. In Judges chapter 20, the Israelites fasted and God delivered their enemies into their hand. In Psalm 109, David prayed and fasted for relief from his enemies and he was delivered. Fasting helps to strengthen our prayers, helps us to overcome temptation, and can speed our deliverance when accompanied by prayer and humility. Just fast for one day or even one meal to help you to focus your prayers and your attention more intensely on God. It's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago. Want help? Need to send an SOS to God? Fasting could be the answer. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.